This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 208 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this week, we are going to be reviewing a little movie from 2018 called Tomb Raider, of course, based on the popular video game franchise. And this one, we're going to be doing the 2018 version, of course, starring Alicia Vikander. Alex, I don't know if you've ever seen this movie. If you have, when is the last time you watched it?
All right, so I saw this movie in 2018 when I went to see it in the theater. Me and my wife went to see it. I'm a big fan of the video game. So anything Tomb Raider, I'll go to see it in the theater. I'm a big fan of it. When I came out the theater, I'm be honest. When I came out the theater, I was not digging it. I was like, oh my God. I was like, there's something. Yeah, I was like, there's something about this movie that did not work for me. But doing the rewatch, change it up a bit. So
yeah. Same thing. I saw this at the theater. Then I bought it on 4K when it came out and I never put it in. But I will say my initial reaction might have been opposite. Like I kind of liked it coming out of the theater. I just never watched it. You know me. No. I get these movies and I don't watch them for 7 years or unless we're reviewing it here. So right. I just have them for just in case. But so maybe this rewatch changed my mind. Maybe it changed both our minds and we'll flip flop or maybe not. I don't know. But either way, before we get into any of that, couple of things. Let's give you some Rotten Tomatoes scores. This one, not amazing, but I don't think any of the Tomb Raiders have great reviews, to be honest. I haven't looked up the other ones, but this one, critics, 53%, audience, 55%. So right there in the 50s. But if you heard our last episode, that movie had 50s as well, and we both really liked it. So are you surprised by these scores, or you feel like they're pretty much what you expect?
I'm very surprised because I remember this movie didn't do good in the box office. That I do remember.
200 something worldwide, but it had a pretty big budget. It wasn't like a big, big hit.
No, it didn't do as well. But yeah, these numbers, I'm not surprised, but it's still balanced. Like me and you talked about it. I know their thing is 60%. It's fresh or whatever, but I always say 50% and above. It's still solid.
If more than half liked it.
Yeah. So it's good.
Yeah. Now, before we go on, I'm just going to let you listeners know, we will not be comparing this one to the Angelina Jolie movies, as again, we haven't reviewed those. And two, this is not based off of that Tomb Raider game. This is based off of the kind of rebooted video game franchise, the newer one on the newer gen systems. I think it was it PS4 and Xbox One? I think so. I think it was PS4, Xbox One.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, it was after PS3. So these are like the newer version of Tomb Raider. This is not the PlayStation 1 version. So we're just going to be reviewing this on its own and not doing comparisons. So with that being said, Alex, you get to go first. Our lead character is, of course, still Lara Croft, although a slightly different version of her, played by Academy Award. Did she win? I don't know if she was a winner.
She's an Oscar award.
She won. Academy Award winner, Alicia Vikander. Take it away.
All right, so I just really quick, the budget was $94 million. The movie grossed $274 worldwide. So it was a hit.
94 plus marketing. It made money, but I don't think it made big money.
Yeah, it wasn't that big franchise that they hoped to kick off. Okay, so with that said, Alyssa, what was it?
Alicia Vikander.
Right. I'll just call her Tomb Raider, Lara Croft.
Just call her Lara Croft.
Yeah, Lara Croft. She was okay. She's not the Lara Croft that I would wanted to see on screen, I'll be honest with you. My big problem is when you play a game franchise, and this is what happens with a lot of people, and I don't want people to be like, oh no. Yes, you do. If you play heavy the video game, you're starting to go, okay, this is not the character that I'm used to, or this does not look like that character I envision to be live action. Happened with the Uncharted. Everybody wanted Nathan Fillion or whatever his name was.
Oh, Nathan Fillion. Yeah.
Yeah. They wanted him to play him, which he does look like him and he acts just like Nathan Drake. So I don't want to hear no one tell me this crap. So with this movie, I went into the theater thinking that, going, how can she pull it off? Angelina Jolie did her version of it. We all got used to that because she looked like the original box-looking version, the boxy version. Yes. Looked just like her. But this one, the reboot was from 2013, based off of
the game.
Okay, called Tomb Raider. Mm-hmm. That character, and once I say the girl's name, you're gonna go, holy shit, they should have got her. The minute I saw that and they were casting for this movie, I was screaming everywhere, get Felicity Jones to play Tomb Raider. Because when you look at the character in the game, looks exactly like her, and she is pure British. So she has the sexy British accent. That's what I call it for females, the sexy British accent.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, they fell off of that one. But anyway, with that said, how did she do in the role? She was good. She was fit. She played it very well. I thought she was a little too skinny for me because I was the Tomb Raider. I mean, they going off the reboot version. So she's not fully in prime mode, like I call it. She was not. She's not the full Tomb Raider with the two guns, you know, her doing all the like the Indiana Jones and, you know, solving problems super fast and fighting. This one, she started rough, started from scratch, working her way up. Different storyline, but the storyline is exactly like the video game. So it's not like it was something new out the box. So in terms of her, I wasn't a fan of her. When even watching it now, I was just like, she didn't carry the movie for me. But I gave her a 4 for great because I think she needed another movie. I keep saying it with these females. She needed a sequel to make it her own. I think because the problem was that this movie was based off the video game.
Yeah.
A lot of people that watched the video game was like, oh, why am I seeing the same shit that I just played like 2 days ago? That's how I felt. But with that said, I gave her a 4 for great.
You know what's funny? She was too young at the time to play her, but I brought up a picture while you were talking of the video game cover. You know who looks exactly like the... I'm going to send you a photo on Instagram. Okay. You know who looks almost 95% like that Lara Croft is this girl that's now Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things and Enola Holmes. She looks just like the girl in the picture I just looked at, like the video game version.
Okay.
Now she's 18. I don't know, maybe in 2 years, and she's British. Maybe she could do it. I don't know. All I'm saying is it could be done. Okay, Alicia Vikander. She was shredded at the beginning, though. She had that six-pack when she was fighting with that girl in the ring. She got in great shape. She is a great actress, clearly. You don't win an Oscar by being horrible. Let's just, you know, it is what it is. But I liked her a lot in Ex Machina. I've liked her in other movies. I liked her in this. I thought she was good, but I agree with you. There's something, I didn't play this version of the game. I grew up on the original Tomb Raider, especially Tomb Raider 2. Me, my cousin, and my sister played Tomb Raider 2 on the first PlayStation, like, for hours. And so I grew up with that one. I didn't play this reboot. I think I played a demo of it, and it was cool. Like, I liked it. It was, like, darker, grittier kind of adventure game. My brother played it. It looked cool. I think she mostly fits the role. It is a more athletic Lara Croft and, like, slightly younger. She's not as, like, bodacious as the original video game was. You know what I mean? So I think she worked there physically, but there's something about the performance that was lacking for me as well. I don't know why. I can't really put my finger on it. I think she's a great actress, but I don't think she had the charisma for the role to me.
I think that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's a well-written role in the movie. Like, we're scoring the character. I think the character's good. Like, the writers, I like the stuff with the dad. I like, you know, I like that she's not already a professional explorer, but she's smart. And she knows how to do things. And as it goes along, she can figure it out, right? Like, she loses that fight to the girl. She gets her backpack stolen. She gets it back, but she almost gets stabbed. Like, she's not right out the gate incredible. And I like that. And she builds up to it, which I also like. But the performance from Vikander, she just a little dull in certain parts. I think she was good in the action scenes, honestly. Like, she held her own. But I don't know what it was. I gave her a 4. I think the character's good. So I don't want to let the performance is not so horrible that it's going to make me knock it down. But I agree with you. Something about it just didn't fully click. She's not American. So at least, you know, the accent, she's not an American doing a British accent like Angelina was. But yeah.
I'm sorry. But the thing is that I felt with Angelina in the role, and I know we said we're not
going to
compare
and
contrast.
We're not going to. It's almost like impossible.
We have to for some reason. But one thing I will say is that at least with Angelina, she made it her own, but it still felt like Lara Croft from the video game. You're going,
right.
Okay,
she's
she
just
has
such
the
a
charisma.
Star, though. Yeah, she's such a star. And Alicia Vikander is not a star. I don't mean this as a slight. She's a great actress.
Yeah.
But she's not a star. Like, you don't look at her and be like, that is someone I want to watch for 2 hours. Angelina Jolie is literally that. She is like, yeah. She comes on the screen and you are like, I can't take my eyes off the screen. She didn't have that.
Yeah.
Vikander didn't have it. And Felicity Jones is a good call. I mean, she's a great actress. I think like Rogue One, she's great in that. Like that is like a Lara Croft type character anyway. Like, yeah. She probably could have done it. I agree with you.
I will say this before we go to the villain. Yeah. Let's just take out Angelina Jolie. Let's just use Tom Holland as
Nathan Drake,
yeah. Uncharted, right? I felt like out of these two movies, I felt like Tom Holland fit Uncharted more. And I enjoyed that one more as him as the lead than her as Tomb Raider. I was like, what? I could see this dude from another sequel going, yeah, you know what?
I think he did it as good as he could. He doesn't seem like the game, but he ended up making it kind of work for him. I don't think she necessarily did the same, but I also wouldn't have been opposed to seeing her in a, even if they make it now, like I'd give her another chance because she is a good actress.
I would,
but
yeah.
Okay. Main villain. This one, of course, played by our man, the Teeth, Walton Goggins. He's playing Matthias Vogel. How many movies have we reviewed with this guy? I mean, he was in Predators. He was in Fat Man. Yeah. He's in this. He's like an action movie guy staple at this point.
Pretty much. He's like Kurt Urban. He's
in the
there.
Hall of Fame of the Action Movie Guys podcast.
Yeah. I gave him a 4. I think I could give him a 5 because he was an asshole. I mean, he shot people. I mean, he did whatever he had to do, but as menacing as, you know, no, I will give him a 5 because he was really menacing. This dude did not give a fuck. He was killing people. He was just like, I gotta get, he wants to see his daughters. He's been there for 7 years. He wants to go home, right? Yeah. He was doing it every way he can. He found Lara. He took the book. He did everything possible. He shot an old man. He shot at Lara Croft. He fought Lara Croft. I mean, he beat her ass. He whooped that ass. He beat the crap out of her dad. He manipulated situations. Yep. And I loved it. I was like, you know what? He's a really good villain. To be really honest with you, I wish they never even killed him in the movie. They should have let him run away and he could have been a villain for the next movie. Like Daniel Craig was in one of the, like a rogue agent.
He was in the second one, right?
Yeah, the life of the whatever, the cradle of the life or something.
The crystal sun.
Yeah, the crystal sun.
Something like that.
He made that shit
up. I made that up. That's not what it is.
So with that said, look, I gave him a 5. I thought he was really menacing and he was good.
Yeah, I gave him your first score. I gave him a 4. I thought he was really good too. The only reason I didn't give him a 5 is because like I still feel like he's not in it enough. Like there's a lot of parts where he's just there, but who can't relate, right? I mean, I can't relate in the sense of like I wouldn't kill anybody. But who can't relate to just wanting to go home? You're on this stupid island. You can't find the thing. For 7 years, you're looking for it. You can't find it. It is lost. You're digging and digging. You're sweaty all the time. You know, like, it's got to be miserable. And he's like, I just want to find this thing. He doesn't even care. He doesn't even care what it's for. Even after he finds out that it will, like, cause, they'll use it as a weapon pretty much. Like, they're going to take this disease and make bombs out of it or whatever. He's like, I don't care what they do with it. I want to go see my kid. And I want to go home. And they just won't let him do that. So in that way, you can relate. You know what I mean? He's still evil as heck, though. He'd be shooting people. You're right. He'd be shooting people. He beat the crap. He was going to kill her if her dad's grenade didn't go off right at that moment. And he looked up because the thing was exploding. He died. Not. You're right. I agree. I don't know. They should not have killed him. They killed him twice because not only did he eat that disgusting finger and get the virus, then he fell 1,000 feet into the skeleton pit. You know, so he probably broke his back and died from the virus at the same time. But I thought he was good. I like Walton Goggins as an actor.
Yeah, he's good.
He's always good. Like, he's a character actor, but every time he's on screen, I enjoy watching him. If he's good, if he's bad, he's usually bad. But even if he plays a good guy, I like him. So I gave him a 4. I thought he was strong. He fights for himself. He has henchmen, but he gets down and dirty as well. So I enjoyed him. All right, action.
I gave it a 3. It had good action. And now this is where this is going to be the last, the 4s up there. It's a 3. And this is where I'm like, okay, a lot of the action sequences were video game scenes. It was. They ripped it off the video game. If you played the 2013, they literally took that and they just copied and pasted it, and it was nothing new. I was not into it at all. I was like, this is not creative. This is not making this movie its own. You're basically just stealing the highlights of the video game and just making it into live action just so you could get people's reactions, go, yo, this is crazy. But it did not work. I remember going to when I saw this opening night, mad people were not into it at all. They were just screaming, square, triangle, circle, circle.
Quick time events.
It's some of the, and I was just like, that's not good when the audience is screaming out the command from the PlayStation controller. Like, it's not. And were there some parts that were good? Yeah, there were some parts that were good. I enjoyed her hand-to-hand fighting. I thought that was really good. There was not enough her climbing. I was like, yo, she's known for climbing. Like, she never got her climbing knife until the end of the movie. She should have stole that in the first beginning of the movie and had her climbing up mountains. Like, that was the whole point of Tomb Raider. Like, they made her so basic in this movie, and they didn't even evolve the character at all until the ending of the movie when she got her two guns from the pawn shop. And I was just like, this is really stupid. There were, again, shooting them running away, which I was like, big whoop. She fell into the CGI water. And then she was doing the Tomb Raider climbing thing, which I was just like, that's not an action scene at all to me. And then the ending when she helped to get the stupid virus crap and then she had to fight him. Honestly, the fighting was the only thing that was action in this movie. That's the only, and I gave it a good because I was just being nice with the other scenes that were from the video game. Because other than that, it had shit, to be honest with you.
You know, I feel like exactly what you said about the QTE things, like I felt that in Uncharted as well. Like the part where he's jumping off the car, like jumping on the car or the crates. I'm like, I'm just waiting for a giant square to pop up on the screen. Like, I'm just waiting for it. So it's tough. And this is a tough, I think, game to adapt because the game, you spend a lot of, you are Lara Croft, right? But you spend a lot of time like by yourself, exploring. Like, you can't make that move. It will be so boring. Like, just her walking around the woods or climbing there has to be climbing scenes. But imagine like it's just like her climbing for 3 minutes. I'm like, what is this? So it is tough. I agree. And so I will say, again, I didn't play the game. So I didn't have that connection of like, I saw this in the game, I did this in the game. So it worked for me probably a little better than you. I thought the only part I didn't like as far as the action, I didn't like the plane scene. I thought it was a good idea, but I just don't understand like, okay, that plane looks like it had been there for like 100 years. And then she gets on it and right away it breaks. And then she goes inside the plane and all of a sudden it's going to fall off. Like, she weighs 110 pounds maybe. There's no way her little weight is going to make that plane all of a sudden need to fall off. So I didn't like that. You know me with the coincidences and it's like, come on, this is too convenient. I didn't like that. Everything else, I like the boat crash, actually. I thought it looked cool visually. I thought it was pretty good when the boat crashes onto, like, the Titanic scene where it crashes into that big crater thing. And her and the Chinese guy get thrown off. I like the explosion. I like the way it looked. I like the chase. The early action scenes, they're not, like, super action, but they're fun. The bike chase scene was pretty well. It's well shot. You know, it's well executed. The chase scene in China where they steal her backpack and she's like, they're cute. They're adventure. It's an adventure film. Let's get it straight out, too. So it's adventure-type action, not like martial arts or whatever. Yeah. There's a lot of guns though. A lot of machine guns get shot in this movie. And there's some hand to hand. I gave it a 4. I thought it was good. I thought it looked good. That's one of my things is like, just don't look crap. I don't think it looked crap, but I could totally see where you're coming from. Like, if I played the game and I did all these things, I'd be like, well, I already know how this is going to end because I did this.
But you know? That's the thing. Like when you said, I didn't like the plane thing. That's the, when you, in the game, that is the first thing you do. You climb, you hit X, you start climbing, the wing falls like off. Yeah, it's pretty much it. Yeah, and then you hit, I think, square, and then the wing lands, and then you walk across into the cave.
Do you fall out on a parachute and everything? Like,
I don't think you fall into a parachute. I don't think you fall into a parachute. I think they added that, but the whole thing is, but the only thing with Uncharted that I give it respect that they blended it into the movie. Where this one didn't. The minute she walked into the jungle, it was an abandoned airplane. There was they made the shit so like the video game that at least with Uncharted, they made you go through the adventure and then you go, holy crap, like, you know, the lady pulled the thing down, the back of the cargo jet opened and everything flew out of the back. You're going, okay, wow, that flowed. This one, I'm gonna send you a YouTube clip of that 2013, and then you tell me, oh damn, yeah,
I'm sure it is. But because I didn't do it at the time, and I still haven't played it, it didn't bother me.
No, I know it's not gonna affect you.
But I could see your point 100%. If I had done it, I'd be like, well, I did this. I pushed X here, and I pushed circle here, and I pushed square here. Also, I do like that she used the bow and arrow. That was pretty fresh. I won't lie. Yeah. I'm a fan of a good bow and arrow. She shot a couple people with that thing. So that was fun. Okay, now I think here's where we might start going a little bit down. What's your score for storyline?
All right, now the storyline is exactly like the video game. So when the movie started, I already knew who the bad guy was. I already knew where the twist was going to come in. And that is the reason why I think I left the theater really angry. True. Because when you go into these movies, you shouldn't be knowing who the villain was 2 minutes into the movie. You wanted to be at the end going, oh my God, Anne was going to, you know, betray her. No, the minute I saw the character walked in and I went, wait a minute, in the video game, she betrayed her like in at the end of the video game. And it was the same thing. She had to sign a piece of paper. And I was just like, oh my God, like they literally didn't even vary off, gave you something fresh at all. Like, so for me, that hurt the movie a lot. Now, in terms of it coming to life, I thought it worked very well. I think they picked the right story for it. I love the father-daughter dynamic, whereas the other one, the father died. So this one, I thought it was really cool. She got to spend at least a day with her father before he dies with the virus. So I was like, okay, you know what? That was cute. That was cool. I wish, because I believe in this video game, it wasn't no virus. It was like she comes to life. So it was like a big Chinese lady and she becomes like a spirit. And then you got to like do all these weird puzzles to like defeat her. I wish it did that in the game. I mean, in the movie, because then it would have been really bad. Because it would have been really epic. Like, this is where all your money is going to go into with wind and all this crazy stuff. But they didn't. They did the whole horny virus.
It made it more grounded. They were like, let's make it more where someone could believe it, you know?
Yeah, with the virus. Everything has to do virus with these, like, things. And I'm like, to me, it was very safe with the virus. Like, I wanted Tomb Raider, and again, we're not bringing in the other ones, but I wanted it to be an adventure that is something fresh and new with these characters. Like, Indiana Jones, like, find the lost city of Atlantis. Like, let's have fun. Like, open the box of Pandora with these characters. You don't have to go through the video game. We already know these characters. Give us something fresh and new that we've never seen before. Bring her somewhere. Like, give us something, some adventure. It's always a virus or this artifact from the whatever. And then she's like, and it has to do with time. And no, like, give me some fucking adventure. Take me somewhere. Like, that's what I love about Indiana Jones and why even National Treasure with Nicolas Cage is so fun, is because it takes us somewhere. You're like, holy shit, there was something in the underground of the White House. Like, holy shit, this is cool. It's like something out the box. I know I'm ranting here, but I think the movie would have been so much better if they never tied the video game into this movie and made it its own. But I'm going to slap it a good, solid 3 because it's actually a really good storyline and I enjoyed it for what it was.
Yeah, well said. I mean, I don't have much to add. I agree. I gave it a 3 as well. I think there's issues. I think there's the adventure elements. I like the father-daughter stuff. I think that's good. I like Lara Croft not being right out the gate, like super rich, like she's in the games, you know, like she's super rich. I like that.
Well, she was rich. She wasn't.
You know, like she didn't accept the inheritance and all that because she didn't want to accept that he was dead and whatnot. You know what I mean? Like, she was poor. She couldn't even pay the gym. She was like a food delivery girl. I like that. So that was cool. I like Dominic West. He played the dad. I like their dynamic. I thought they had good chemistry. I like the villains. The Chinese guy was useless. Totally useless. Like, why is he even... Okay, you need him to get her from China or whatever to the island, right? That's all you need him for. He could have died in that crash. The movie would not have been any different. All he does is wait outside the cave the whole time. He doesn't even come in. He just sits outside with his dad, and then they're waiting. Like, we gotta wait for Lara. And then literally, like, 20 minutes go by, and they go back, and they're still out there. We're just waiting for Lara. It's like, oh my God, come on. Like, they were useless. That's part of the storyline. These are characters that are written in. Maybe they're in the game. You could tell me. I don't know.
The guy was in the game, but he was a big stocky. He looked Samoan. He was like,
but I bet
big
you he does dude. More. I bet you he oh, does he more yeah, than just sit outside by a tree. Exactly. Yeah, so more, the point is, he was in this movie useless. He's very useless. He gets captured. She saves him, and then he doesn't do anything. So there's that. Also, the adventure part, I just feel like there wasn't all they do is go in this cave for 40 minutes. Like, they're just in the cave and it's dark. And then, like, there's regular cave stuff, like spikes that come out of the floor and the floor that starts disappearing. Like the Goonies. The freaking Goonies did this in 1987 or 85 or whatever it was. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying I've seen it. You know what I mean? I've seen it. So I gave it a 3. I do think it's a mix. It's good elements. It's cool that they at least stuck somewhat to the game. But I agree with you. I think, and we're going to be doing all video game movies next month, which should be interesting. I think when these filmmakers are making this movie, they're in a tough spot of they're worried about the diehard gamers saying this is nothing like our game, a la Resident Evil. And those were successful, but they were also made for like, you know, $15 million. This is nothing like the game. This is dumb. And then you don't want to abandon them. But at the same time, if you stick too close to it, all those people who play the game already know everything that's going to happen. So it's kind of like this tough. I agree with you. I think they should take the frameworks of these games, take the basic idea of them, who are these characters and what does she do, and then make your own movie about it. To me, that's what I think they should do. I've been dying for a Halo movie for years. Like, I watched one episode of the show and I stopped because it's not what I wanted. But like, that is such, the lore is so good. You don't have to make the exact first Halo game. You just need to have those things established and then make your own movie. So I agree with you. I think even though I didn't play the game, they could have done different things. So a 3 for me, a 3 for you. Okay, overall.
All right. I'm going to be really, really 100% honest with you. I gave it a 2. In terms of the film itself, yes, it's entertaining. Yes, is it a popcorn flick? Yes. My problem is that when it's heavily based off a video game and I already know what's going to happen before 2 minutes before it even happens, that is not a successful movie to me. I wanted to see something fresh with these new characters. I didn't even mind that she was in her prime. I thought it was pretty cool. She was cute. She was hot. She was young. She didn't get her guns. She wasn't rich. She lives in this big-ass mansion. She's super smart. And what do we get? We get the exact same thing that you played in 2013. Nothing new at all. And to me, that's very disappointing. And I don't want people to be like, oh, you're very nitpicking. I want it for all video games because that's the whole point of it. We love those characters, but we want to see those characters you know, that's when you're playing video games and you get another second video game, people get hyped because you get better graphics, you get better storylines, and then you get to see the character progress. We didn't get these with these movies. These movies like you said it the best, they're trying to make everybody happy. No. Yeah. We know what Lara Croft is. We know where she's from. If you want to give us that shit on a reboot, you had it with 5 minutes. Give it to us in 5 minutes. And then you skip it forward. You say present time. And there you have it. We're now in the actual storyline. She's rich. She has her two guns. And she's off doing her adventures. I would have been happy with it. But this movie, it was a poor foundation to start off with. So I gave it a 2 out of 5. I think she deserved a sequel. I just feel bad that she's not attached to it anymore. I believe I read that somewhere that she's not attached anymore. So kind of sucks.
For Millie Bobby Brown, call her up.
Or Felicity Jones.
Call her up. Listen, I agree. I gave it a 3. I think I had the advantage of never playing the games, these new games. So this is a good, you know, a good comparison. Because if you're a gamer and you played this game a lot and you haven't seen this movie, you might agree with Alex more. If you're like me and you're familiar with the game, but you didn't play it, I liked it slightly more overall. 1 point. I gave it a 3. But I think that the storyline, even though those other things got a 4 from me, the storyline is just so blah at a lot of parts that it brings down the movie. Like, it's entertaining. I don't regret owning it. Like, I'm not rushing over to sell it the 4K and get rid of it. Like, it's fine. It's like a good, decent popcorn action adventure film, but it's nothing more. And there's no big thing. And again, I know we said we weren't going to compare, but one thing that from what I remember, because we're going to be doing Tomb Raider, I think in January, the Angelina Jolie ones.
Yeah.
Them things ain't nothing like the video games. And for me, that was a smart move because what are you going to do? Those original games, it's the same crap. Like, you walk around caves, you shoot tigers and like bears, you know what I mean? And you swim and you're by yourself pretty much the whole time and you're trying to find like treasures. So they were like, look, let's just take the character. We'll make her look just like her. She'll be rich. You get all the characteristics. And then we're just going to make up our own adventure. And that's maybe how they should approach these things. You know, I don't know. All I know is this movie was pretty good. A solid 3. So what is your total points?
I give it a 17 out of a 25. I think it's a very decent movie. I'm not selling my stuff and I'm not getting rid of it. I enjoyed it and it's going to stay in my movie collection. Like I said, if I really want to sit down and watch it, I could. But yeah. Between I know for a fact between this one and Uncharted, I'll watch Uncharted more than Tomb Raider from 2018.
Fair enough. I gave it an 18 out of a 25. So we're not far off. We're 1 point difference. Yeah. I mean, it's good. I've seen much, much, much worse video game movies.
Yeah.
And I've seen a few better ones. I won't say much, much better ones. There's a few better ones. But this is kind of, to me, middle of the pack as far as like video game adaptations. It's not so bad that you'll be like, oh, they need to stop making video game movies. But it ain't so good that you'll be like, oh, they need to make more video game movies. You know what I mean? This is kind of in the middle. It's safe. I think that's the best way to describe this movie. It's a very safe adaptation. With that being said, next week, we will be wrapping up our Dirty Harry watch through with the Deadpool, where he's kind of old looking in the poster that I saw or the picture. So I'm looking forward to that one. And then moving on with our Women Led Action Month, I'm actually excited for this movie because it has to have been at least 8 or 10 years since I've seen this movie. We're going to be doing a little Gina Carano in Haywire. So we're going to be watching some Haywire, and I haven't seen that in forever, but I remember I had good fights. So I'm looking forward to rewatching that one as well.
Yeah, I mean, look, other than that, guys, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflix for the video version of the podcast, or head over to our official website at www.geeksandflix.com. There we have the audio, the video simultaneously for your pleasure. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.